hello, everyone. This is Adelaide Dunson of Healthier Living, and I want to welcome you to our coaching call this Sunday evening. We're in Season 4 of the Wellness Revolution, and our focus on Sundays is to give you an opportunity to get some coaching support and to examine, explore a theme that is perhaps creating challenges for your life with a master healer. As you know, our theme this season is embracing wholeness, and tonight you're going to be in for a treat. You're going to be led by Master Theta Healer Karen Abrams. As some of you have experienced Karen on the call, along with Laurie Spania, she has been supporting me on these coaching calls, which are really an opportunity for you to get support, to bring your issues, and to get some clarity and clarification, and to clear some issues as well. Karen is a wonderful healer, and I'm delighted that you're going to have a chance to experience her work more deeply on this call. But before I introduce her, I just want to alert you to some upcoming events this week. First of all, at 5:30 tonight, I will join you. That's 5:30 PST, Pacific time, and 8:30 Eastern time. I will join you with spiritual practitioner and teacher Derek Rydell for a Q&A call. Derek's topic when I interviewed him was from whole, spelled H-O-L-E, to whole, W-H-O-L-E, and he's going to be speaking about why the consciousness of wholeness is the only thing that heals. Derek is an amazing spiritual teacher, and I encourage you, even if you haven't had a chance to hear the original call, it will be available in replay, and I encourage you to come to the call. And for those of you who have been inspired, as I know so many of you have been by Derek, please bring all of your questions. And on Monday, we have Rika Zimmerman. And Rika is a renowned facilitator of Access Consciousness, which is truly an extraordinary teaching. And Rika is acclaimed for her infinite joy, her sense of compassion, and her deep awareness and skill in helping thousands break through the barrier of self-imposed limitations. She will be speaking with us on the topic of embracing your vibrantly healthy body and opulently successful life. Isn't that what we all want? Well, we're going to have a lot of fun with Rika, because I'm sure those of you who have ever heard her know that she is a very light being. And we'll have a lot of laughter and incredible moments of discovery, and you will really enjoy her as she helps us create new possibilities in our world. And then on Wednesday, we have scientist Dr. Bill Andrews, and he led a Nobel Prize-winning team on telomere research, and he will be speaking about the latest in anti-aging technology. Telomere research has been called the key to anti-aging, because we can literally now extend our telomeres, which are a critical reason why we age, and we can not only slow down the aging process, but perhaps reverse it. He has been featured on Good Morning America and on the other morning shows. Dr. Oz has had him on his show, and so it's going to be a really interesting and juicy call to hear what he has to say about this breakthrough research. So join us on Wednesday for that. Now, let's get down to what really matters today, and that is telling you about Master Theta Healer Karen Abrams. I was fortunate enough to be guided by a friend to Karen as a healer. She's based in Los Angeles and has a very successful Theta healing practice. And she's also a Theta trainer. She trains other teachers and helps them to really master the principles of Theta healing. Karen is going to explore some of your most difficult issues that you have in your relationship with money, and she will clear them right on the call. So this is what I'd like to let you know about Karen. She is someone who came to Theta Healing after watching a friend completely transform her life. Through Theta, Karen gained immediate and lasting relief from chronic health issues that had overwhelmed her for 6 years. Not only did it have a profound effect on her physical health, but Theta also helped heal her personal relationships and bring her a welcome sense of inner calm. And you will experience her energy and notice how calm and how just what a healing presence she is. And it was her experience with Theta expanded her educational businesses. She began to get more clients and make more money. She was a singer-songwriter, and her creative work began to reach new heights of success. And as she continued consciously creating her own success, she was just inspired by the amazing changes that Theta Healing had created in her life and in her friends, and she began to study it intensively. Now she's a certified instructor, and over the past 8 years, she has just created this wonderful, busy practice with clients and healers from around the world. So I'm just delighted that she's going to introduce you to this work and give you an opportunity to clear your issues around money. So, Karen, I'd like to welcome you to hosting the coaching call on the Wellness Revolution. I know that my listeners are in for a treat. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you very much, Adelaide. So as you know, my name is Karen Abrams. I'm a Master Theta Healer, which means that I help people heal emotionally and physically and spiritually using a simple meditation that allows you to access and change your subconscious belief systems. Learning this meditation in the beginning Theta Healing class that I took instantly healed me from anxiety that kept my body trembling for over 6 years. And my life took off after that, just like Adelaide said, and 8.5 years later, it's changed my career, literally. It has strengthened my relationships, it has transformed my body, and it has increased my income. So on this call together, we're going to transform your relationship with money. So I wanted to say happy April 15th for those of you who are on the call. And just as an awareness, know that if you were someone who was doing your taxes last minute, that the only way you could get motivated to do this was that there was a deadline on Monday, then this is a good class for you to listen to and learn from and heal. So here we go. This is what to expect in the next hour. We're going to identify your relationship with money. You're going to experience making changes using the Theta Healing Technique. And then you get to tell me what your negative beliefs are about money so that we can change them on the spot. And I'd like to cover a lot of stuff with you, so you're still going to get opportunities here during the class to ask questions. And I'll just kind of call out and say, you know, now's the time. So please just hold your questions till those times. And, you know, stick around because you're going to get a really, really big healing today. And near the end of the call, I'm going to be giving you an intuitive look at what's blocking you personally so we can change it right then and there. Okay? So first of all, I'd like to gather just at least a few people and find out what are some of your negative beliefs about money. Anybody have anything that they'd like to share? I have plenty, but if you'd like to share something, let me know. Just say your name first. Anybody? I think April said it takes a second for you guys to be able to come in. Okay. Give me 5 more seconds. If you don't come in, I will keep going. I hear something.
Oh, hi. My name is Jody. Can you hear me?
Hey, Jody. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to just talk, if I had to first raise my hand on the phone. But one of the beliefs that I have about money is that you have to be so specifically focused on who you are, what your life purpose is, and what exactly what you want to do in order to create that to then attract the money. And
okay.
I don't have that focus of exact purpose, so that's mm-hmm. my belief and where I feel I lack.
Okay, to make money. Okay, good. All right, so I'm writing that down, and we will take care of that, okay? So,
thank you.
Who else? Thanks, Jody. Anybody else?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, this is Linda.
Hey, Linda, how are you today?
I'm good. And for me, money just seems to disappear.
Money disappears. Ooh, I like that. All right. These are good, and I want to tell you why. You may tell me some very painful beliefs, and I might just get really happy on you. And the reason is that the more intense they are, the more they are a bottom belief. And when we talk about bottom beliefs and core beliefs, those are the beliefs that actually knock down all the other ones that are above it that are all negative. So they just have a big punch to them. So good for you, Linda. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else have something to share?
Yes. Hello, this is Carolyn from
Rural. Hi, Carolyn.
And I thank you both for being here, for us to have this beautiful experience. I wanted to know, I'm African American. I feel like the deck is stacked against me and I'll never be able to overcome the racial inequality here to make any money. What can I do?
Oh, wait a second, let me see. Racial inequality. Okay, well, that's a good one. We will deal with this, but I will say, when I'm writing this down while I'm talking to you, so I'm not, okay, there we go. There's actually a lot of stuff that you can do for that. First of all, we can change your perspective and understanding on the truth on that, give you God's truth on that, and which we'll do in a few minutes, because I just have to talk a little bit more about what Theta Healing is so that we can do that. And there's also stuff specifically for African Americans because of the slavery issue, which is still is part of your genetic memory. I mean, it's part of your physical memory, too, but it's also part of your genetic memory, that you can heal those memories so and get all that rage out and all that betrayal out and all that hatred and all of that pain. And you can do a healing on an ancestral level with this work that will really help you get a lot lighter. So,
thank you.
So we will see. I think we might be able to do that today, but definitely I can help you with the perspective and changing your perspective on that. You know that this racial inequality that exists is going to make a difference in your money. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Is it okay?
Yes, that is. Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. So we will play with that. Okay. Thanks a lot, Carolyn.
And thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Anybody else have? I'll take two more calls. We're already on the call.
This is Marla. Marla. Can you hear me?
Yes. I hear two people. So somebody say something first.
Marla.
Marla?
Yes, Marla.
Hi, Marla.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi. What belief do you have for me today?
Well, I have a situation. I have an adult son who has some mild brain damage, and he lives beside me. And I'm just, I also have rentals. So I just feel like I'm doing gymnastics to...
Between. Okay, so you feel like you're taking care of so many people you don't have any time to make money?
Right. I don't have time to really focus and think about what, you know, about my life.
Right. Okay. All right, too many. Okay, let me write this down. I'm writing it down. Okay, so to make... money. Okay, cool. All right, great. I will definitely address that in a few minutes, okay?
Thank you.
You are welcome. Who's got one more for me?
Okay, this is April. We've got one more, and then I have a couple on the webcast I'd like to read to you after the caller.
Sure.
Okay. I don't have a name on this person. Are you there?
This is Kathy.
Kathy. Okay. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I have the negative belief that you have to work hard to make money.
Oh, thank you. That's a good one. And a classic. Thank you. Hard to make money. Okay. And let me just say to everyone out there, thank you for being on this call. I mean, it's impressive because it is the day before taxes are due. So that you're on this call is a very healthy sign. Okay. You said there are two more from the webcast, April?
There are actually several, but let me read a couple of them to you.
Okay, sure.
That you have to work hard and be enslaved by the making of money.
Okay, so we have you have to work hard, and I'm going to put and be enslaved. Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
I believe other people should be in control of any money that I have.
Okay, others should be in control of my money. That's actually one of the beliefs I have on here.
Yeah, and money is hard to keep. It just slips through my fingers.
Wait, I'm still writing the other one.
Sorry.
Others should handle my money is basically what they're saying. And then
yeah.
He said, it slips through my fingers.
It's hard to keep, and it slips through my fingers.
Slips through my fingers.
And those are the most popular ones.
All right, those are the winners today. Okay, well, we're gonna work on them in just, I don't know, about 2 minutes. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about Theta Healing so you're going to understand the process, and then we'll get into that, okay? Ready to go? So if money is hard for you to make right now or is a struggle for you to keep, I'm going to help you unlock those doors that have blocked you from having a powerful relationship with money. And once those blocks are gone, you're going to be able to create more financial abundance and confidence in your present and in your future. And I really hope that sounds like a fun way to spend the next hour, because it's going to be great. So here is a little bit about Theta Healing. It's a meditation that connects you to God, Source, whatever that energy is for you, so that you can receive the healing. And when you make that connection, physiologically, your brain waves go into the theta state. Now, we know from hypnotherapy that the theta brain wave is how we access our subconscious mind. So through your permission, because this is the only way you can do this work, with your permission, we can identify and change damaging belief systems. We can give you new loving perspectives and allow you to release old resentments and traumas and fears. You can change habits and patterns in your life that have been holding you back. It's basically the lightest way I know of letting go of the heaviest things in your life. And then people ask me, like, what does theta feel like? So sometimes when that energy is coming through you, which will in about a minute or so, you get like a tingling sensation in your body. You may feel nothing at all. The most important thing about theta is that it's witnessed by someone, that the changes that occur are witnessed by someone. So if you don't feel anything at all, which is within the spectrum of experiencing theta healing, as long as the practitioner, which is me, as long as I witness it, it occurs. And then at the end, when we're done with all of the work that we've done over the hour, we're going to look at noticing what's different in your life over the next 3, 4, 5 days. Notice what's lighter, notice what's better, okay? So first things first, what's money? Money is an energy. It's a form of exchange between two parties. And to grow and expand the energy of money flowing into your life, you have to approach it on two different levels. You need to do the energetic emotional work of changing your beliefs and healing your negative experiences about money, and you need to learn about what it is and how to manage and grow it, okay? So bringing more money into your life is a way of loving yourself. So we're going to start the theta process right here and get some energetic downloads around this, okay? So the first thing is, that's going to happen here is that I'm going to ask you if I can come into your space. That's the beginning of the process, all right? Your job is to say yes every single time that I ask you a question, but especially at the beginning. If you want to experience this, say yes, and then I will do the theta meditation. Then, like I said, you could feel a tingling sensation in your body, or, like we said, all the way to nothing at all. So I'll ask you if you'd like an energetic download of various things, like would you like to know what something feels like? Would you like to know, like, what happiness feels like, for example? Or how to do something, like how to manage your books? Would you like God's perspective, which is the most loving perspective on a person or situation? So when I ask you every single one of these questions, your job is to say yes out loud if you want it, so that your subconscious mind can make the changes. So get ready. Here we go. Can I come into your space? Say yes out loud, okay? And I'm going to do the meditation. Okay, coming in. All right, now I'm creating this space with God, a creator, source, whatever that word is for you, so that everyone here can heal. And understand that this healing is between you and a God, and I get to witness it, okay? So everyone will have a different rate and comfort at how much they want to heal today. So here we go. Get ready with your yeses. Would you like to know what unconditional feels like from God's perspective? Say yes. And then you'll feel that energy come into your body.
All right.
Would you like to know God's definition of unconditional love?
Okay.
Just know that this energy is coming into your body as we're talking. Would you like to know how to unconditionally love yourself from the inside out from God's perspective? Please say yes to that. And know what that feels like. Make sure you're in a really comfortable place, sitting, which I'm sure you are right now. Would you like to know what it feels like to be completely loved, but from God's perspective? And know that that's possible. Good. I can feel all of that going through everyone here. Would you like to know what joy feels like? All right. And would you like to know God's definition of joy? And know what it feels like to be completely healthy? All right. And would you like to know what it feels like to be happy from God's perspective? All right. And know how to keep a healing. And know what that feels like. All right. Good work. Good work. Okay. So we're just going to let that integrate into your body. I'm going to do a little talking again, okay? We're going to talk about your relationship with money. There's five different roles that people take in this relationship that I want to talk about now. First one I call the champion. And these are people who have a very healthy relationship with money. There's respect, open communication, and love. They know how much they have, they know how much they spend, and they know how to make more quickly and easily. I got a quote from my brother's friend, which she's a champion, and she said, "Money is the most renewable resource on the planet." And I thought that was probably the most positive belief I have ever heard about money. And we're going to make sure that you have that today. The next one is the guard. If you're a guard, you have a fear-based relationship with money centered around the concept of scarcity. And you use controlling behavior, such as withholding spending to keep the budget down. There's very little joy expressed by guards, because they're always waiting for the other shoe to drop, and they can be great savers, but they often never spend the money that's there for them. Now, the next one is called the zombie, and these people have a very unconscious relationship with money, where they act out their issues without a filter, and they overspend without knowing how much money they have in the first place. They rack up considerable debt without taking responsibility for their actions. Now, the next one is the blockhead. I like this one. I was a partial blockhead for a while. These people are shut down around money with no communication about it and little knowledge of it. And when it comes to making more, they seem to have lost their way. And then finally, there's the combo kid. So that means that you may have a relationship with money that has bits and pieces of all of those examples. And the good news is that whichever role you identify with, you can change those belief systems and transform your experience with it. So here's an example. One of my clients is a designer, and he'd been out of work for over 6 months. So when he was bidding on jobs, he got very used to being turned down, which led to more jobs that he was being turned down for. So when we got to the root of why this was happening and healed it, he got a job within a few days with someone who already wants to refer him to other clients. So that's just an example of how it can change just instantly. Now, let's work on the healing of any of those aspects that you share with the guard and the zombie and the blockhead or the combo kid, all right? So would you like God's understanding on scarcity? So we're back in the session now, all right? And would you like to have God heal your scarcity? Now, what that means here is that any time that you've had a painful experience, in theta we believe that you give up a little piece of your light or your soul to that situation or to a person. And when you do a healing, and when you have God do a healing on that, what happens is that those soul fragments come back to you cleaned and washed by God, and all the ones you have of the other people of the situation go back to them, cleaned and washed by God. So you finally feel whole again. So let's have God do a healing. Let's have God heal your scarcity, whatever level you have it at, if at all, okay? I'm just watching those soul fragments get cleaned and washed by God and return to you and return to the others. Now, would you like to know how to prepare for the unknown without waiting for the other shoe to drop. Okay, say yes out loud. Now, would you like to know God's perspective and understanding on what the unknown really is? And let's give you God's definition of that also. Good. And would you like to know what it feels like to live without waiting for the other shoe to drop? And to know how to use your discernment instead of your fear to predict your financial future. Good job. Just watching that all come into you. There we go. There we go. And let's give you God's definition of what discernment is. Okay. So discernment's like an awareness without a fear. It's really having a clarity and awareness. And I want to go back for 1 second about what the unknown is, because you may not get an image or a feeling of what the unknown is, but after doing this for a while, I got this image. The unknown is like this big ball of clay in your hand, and you get to shape it into whatever it is that you want. And you, in Theta, we say that you're co-creating your whole life with God, all of your experiences. So it's sort of like you've got your hands on it, and God's hands on it. So it's a much tamer, it's a much more accessible definition of unknown than I've ever heard before. All right, good job. Would you like to feel safe being conscious about your money? There we go. Nice, coming right in. And would you like to know what it feels like to have a conscious relationship with money? That feels good. And to know what it feels like to take responsibility for your financial actions. Okay. And would you like the belief that money is the most renewable resource on the planet? Okay. So God's downloading that to you so that you can know what that feels like to truly believe that money is the most renewable resource on the planet. Good. Would you like to know how to have open communication about money with grace and ease? And know what that feels like. Good. And would you like to feel free to ask any questions you may have about money? There you go. Because sometimes we feel embarrassed. We think everybody knows it and we don't. Would you like to know how to live without feeling lost when it comes to making money? There we go. And would you like to know how to apply the principles of making money to your own business? All right. Now, at any point, since we're just getting into this, if you ever feel like an achiness in your body from this work, or feel like you've got like a headache or something like that happens, that just means that there's some energy that wants to release. It's like a bigger piece of energy that's trying to come out of a smaller space. So first of all, is it okay if God opens up all your chakras for everyone here to their appropriate space or size so that that you'll receive this healing with grace and ease? Just say yes and just watch all of those chakras just open up wider and wider and wider to allow all this energy to come in and go out, whichever way it needs to go. There we go. That's much better. But in case you still have little aches anywhere you have them, if it comes up, all you have to do is take your hand to wherever it is and put it above that area and just go into a circular motion above it, so that to make that space bigger and the ache will go away. So you can even take both hands and kind of stretch them away from each other like you're making this huge space. And magically that energy will just be able to leave your space or leave your body at that point in time. And it works pretty instantaneously. So I want to ask if anyone has a question about what they're experiencing right now. Is there anybody who has anything? Just checking. Not, I can just go on. I think there is that little 5 second lag here. So we'll just talk through it. Anybody? Okay. I'm going to assume we don't have any right now. So, many of our beliefs about money come from our childhood, and some of the most powerful influences are from our families, and this relates all the way back to our ancestors. because if you go back far enough in your ancestral line, you're going to find some experience with poverty. And that can leave a mark of struggle around money that's handed all the way down to you. So beliefs like money is the root of all evil, there's never enough of it to go around, it comes in one hand and goes out the other, they're very common ancestral beliefs that you may still have and may be influencing your life now. So if you'd like to change those, we're going to do that right now, and I'm going to add all the ones that all these wonderful people gave to me, okay? So first of all, let's do the first one, which is money is the root of all evil. The real actual quote, I think, the biblical quote says something like, love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, you know, the English translation. But it's kind of shortened itself down to money is the root of all evil. So let's do that. Is that okay? So what's going to happen is if you think you have that belief somewhere inside of you, is it okay if God changes that right now? And God's going to change it to what's in your highest and best to know about money. Okay? And sometimes I'm going to say, would you like God's truth on that belief? And that will change what the belief is also. Okay. This next one is called, says, money is a curse. That's an old ancestral one. Is it okay if God gives you the truth on that one? And this goes on all levels. And we haven't really talked about that, but in Theta Healing, this work happens on four different levels. The core level, which is everything in this lifetime. The genetic level, which is everything you brought in from your ancestors. The history level, which is everything from our past life and our collective consciousness. And the soul level, which is the deepest part of all the other three. So this goes down in very deeply and changes things very deeply. Money's hard to come by. Would you like to have God change that for you now? If you have it. And if you don't, it won't change it. Okay. How about this one? There's never enough money to go around, which is something similar to, I think, what's the one of them that says it goes through your fingers? Yeah, it slips through my fingers. Okay. All right. It comes in one hand and goes out. Money comes in one hand and goes out the other. Would you like to have God change that belief if you have it? Okay. Good. And this next one. I'm just going to watch that. It's still changing. All right, there it goes. I am separated from wealth. Is it okay if God heals that separation and changes that belief? All right. This is another one. It's impossible for me to make lots of money on a consistent basis. So I give you God's truth on that. Good. That's changing. Now money is for everyone but me. Okay, good. All right, so now I'm going to go over to Jody's belief. You have to know exactly what you want to do and be on purpose in order to make money, and we'll give you God's truth on that. And this is for everyone, because remember, if one person has this belief, since we're all together right now, most likely most of us have it on some level. Okay, there we go. All right, and Linda said, money seems to disappear. So is it okay if everyone gets the truth on that one? There we go. Remember to say yes. There we go. And now Carolyn. Wait, oops, that's still changing. We have getting the signal to wait for a second. Okay. And Carolyn says that she'll never be able to overcome racial inequality in order to make money. So we'll say it's impossible to overcome racial inequality to make money, and let's get the truth on that. That's okay. And let's do a big healing on racial inequality and all the ancestral beliefs that all of us have on some level about some people. Because when it comes down to it, anciently, this is all tribal. This is all xenophobia. So God's just doing a healing on that and releasing the trauma of all the racial inequality that's in our line on all levels, all lifetimes. Just giving you a healing on that, releasing the trauma. There we go. That's going. That's a big one. If you feel like this is, you know, you're having a little bit of an ache or anything like that, do that thing with your arms, not your arms, your hands. Open up that space. Just let it out. It just wants to come out. Let you know that you are worthy of letting this go now. And that what it gets replaced with is unconditional love and understanding of who you truly are from God's perspective. There you go. Thanks, Carolyn. That's a biggie. Cool. All right. Here we go. Marla said Marla's taking care of too many people to make money. So let's give you God's understanding that it's possible to make money and still take care of others. There we go. And change that belief that taking care of too many people makes it impossible to make money. Okay. Good job. Everybody's getting this. And then Kathy said, it's almost done. And then Kathy said you have to work hard to make money. So let's give you the truth on that. Give you God's truth on that. And then one of our webcasters added that lovely enslaved part. I love it. It's awesome. But you have to work hard and be enslaved to make money. So let's give you God's understanding of that. And I'm happy right now because you're changing these. They're so awesome. Okay, and then we had another one that says, money slips through my fingers, so we'll give you God's truth on that. Is it okay that everybody energetically gets sticky fingers so the money stays in their hands? Good, let's let you know what it feels like to have the money stay in your hand, stay in your bank account, stay in your income. And then we have one more that says, others should handle my money. So let's give you God's truth on that. We're going to do a little bit on that a little later, too. And show you how to find the right help for you at the right time, too, from God's perspective, and give you the right discernment to bring the right people in to help you out. All right. Good job. Good. Those are fantastic. Thank you very much. Okay, so let's get back to our conversation a little bit. I'm sure we all have experiences around money from our family. Like, I grew up in a middle-class family with divorced parents, and they had very different concepts of money, but both sides held money, like, as a secret. So no one taught anyone how to manage it or make it or save it, and no one believed they had enough of it. So I had wealthy grandparents who grew up during the Depression. So when I was growing up, I discovered that my grandmother would save leftover meals for years in the freezer just in case they lost their money. So there was always this palpable belief that you could lose your wealth at any time. So in some sense, I know this might sound funny or may actually, you know, hit you here, that they still felt poor just at a higher income level, if that makes any sense. And this greatly affected my experience with money once I began to support myself financially. So I used to hold off cashing checks. I believed that money didn't mean anything to me, that there are more important things in life to learn about. But the real truth was that I was separated from it because I really didn't know what it was or what to do with it. So my 20s were spent mostly making enough money to pay whatever bills I had. And then it would go up and down, and if I made a lot of money one month, the next month it'd go down, so I never felt like I was ahead of the game. And these experiences just further deepened my beliefs that money was for everybody else but me. And that sense of separateness that I had finally made me aware of my money issues and inspired me to change it. And when I found Theta Healing, things finally began to improve. And I was able to express all these negative beliefs like you're expressing with me and all my negative feelings about money and then energetically shift them. And as that occurred, my income went up. And in Theta Healing, we believe that there are benefits to staying the way we are and believing what we do. So that being said, I want you to think about this question. What are the benefits to having your particular relationship with money? Maybe it's a weird question, but think about it, because you probably identify with some of those roles that I was talking about earlier. I definitely was a blockhead. I also, you know, definitely felt like I was above it all, you know, and that's the way I could get around it. And I also felt like I really wanted to be taken care of. And so I didn't really want to take on the responsibility. So what are the benefits to having your particular relationship with money? And I'd love to talk to a couple people about that right now. Does anybody want to share that?
Okay, we do have some callers. Let me open up one of the lines for you. This is Melanie.
Hey, Melanie.
Hi.
Hi.
It's interesting. I actually hadn't thought about what you were talking about. I had raised my hand for the prior thing. So, but what's coming to me first is that maybe it's, for some people it's safe. You play small, and so you're not so much as expected of you. And I know for myself, I have, like ADD on steroids, and I worry as I'm working on creating a business to support me on my own in the world, that what if I have a nervousness about that. What if I forget? What if I don't show up? What if I forget an appointment? What if I, you know, what if those issues adversely affected and I look bad? And so I don't know that that's there, but I feel that that could be a part of it, some sort of fear of not being responsible through no fault of my own. And keeps playing small because then you haven't disappointed anybody or let anybody down.
Right, yeah. No, very, very well put. Kind of keep yourself contained. That's really great. Thank you. Does anybody else have anything they want to share? That's really wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
We've got another one in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Yes, my name is Joel.
Hi.
And my experience with money is like when I would get a lot of money, I would have to get rid of it really quickly. And I'm not sure exactly why I do that. Why I have, you know, I had this urge to get rid of it really quickly. I don't really I've been doing a lot of classes and stuff and I don't feel that way right now in particular, but I was just, why would somebody want to get rid of money really quickly?
Well, because you might have been modeled that way, so that behavior probably was modeled by somebody else. And so that the benefit might be that you get to connect to that person and have that in common with them. Because one of the things that binds us to other people is our negative belief systems. When you love someone, when you're attracted to somebody, one of the main things that you're attracted to is their negative belief systems. And in families, especially, we share negative belief systems that we can all overcome together or individually. It just depends. So this would be one of those situations where if you've seen that behavior model, let's say by your mother or your grandmother or your father or somebody like that, then you're trying to work it out through doing it. So and once you're able to understand that and get God's understanding on that, then it changes everything because you're like, oh, okay, I don't have to do that anymore. And we're going to do that in a second here.
Would it also be kind of like having a common enemy?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's us against the world. If you have that sort of thing that always, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yes.
You know? So it's true, because you can have a horrible relationship with someone or a really negative relationship, but if both of you, you know, you can unite against somebody outside, you know, outside your group. So it's, yeah, definitely. It definitely can make you feel protected and safe and closing in on the wagons. That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing. Does anyone have one more?
Actually, we've got one on the Q&A that I think is really good. Marnie said one of the benefits of her, the way she deals with money is not having to take responsibility for herself, not having to deal with the fear that brings up. And it keeps her from having to know who she really is and what life is calling her to evolve into.
That is good. You know what? I'm gonna start with that one. Thank you. That is actually wonderful. Because what I was going to ask you is, you know, or actually what I was going to tell you is that in Theta, you can retain the benefits of your relationship without holding on to the negative aspects of that. So we're going to go back into the process here and say, would everybody here like to know who they are from God's perspective first, so that you can all know who you are and know that you can always know who you are and keep your identity, I have something on that, without holding on to the negative aspects of your relationship with money. So thank you. That's a really great start. Okay, wonderful. That's coming through here. And I'm going to keep going on that, okay? Would you like God's perspective and understanding on the benefits to having your particular relationship with money? Say yes out loud. Let that come in. Good. And would you like to have those benefits without holding on to the negativity that it brings to your life? I would say yes to that if I were you. There we go. And would you like to know that you're safe and taken care of without holding on to the negative aspects of your relationship with money. There you go. And I would like to extend that also, that you're safe and taken care of by God, by Source, by the universe, without holding on to these negative aspects of your relationship with money. So just say yes to that. Now, would you like to know that you're completely loved by God without holding on to the negative aspects of your relationship with money? And know that you can have a healthy relationship with money without losing your identity, which is what we were talking about earlier. And know what that feels like. And know that that's possible. Good. That's just whooshing through. We've got some real intuitive people here, real healers on the line. Very sensitive people. I can feel it. And would you like to stay connected to your family without holding on to the negative aspects of your relationship with money? And also to stay connected to your ancestors without holding on to the negative aspects of your relationship with money. Good. And then this last one, would you like to know that you can still remain a child at heart and have a healthy relationship with money? Good. It's just coming right in. So staying in line with that benefit theme, I wanted to tell you another story of one of my clients. She was a hedge fund investor for a top company, and she came to me because she was on a major losing streak with her investments. And she'd been on this streak for the past several months, and she was really, really depressed about it. So when we got to the bottom of whatever that issue was that caused that to happen, she made back $14 million in 3 weeks, which was absolutely amazing. But I will say that she invested a lot of money at a time to make that happen, because that's what hedge fund investors do. But I really, truly believe that all of the theta work that she did contributed to her confidence to do so and her intuition to get it right. So that part was really amazing. And then actually there was this little addendum, which is that within a few months of this, she had realized she didn't want to be in this business anymore, that she wanted to do something that was more meaningful to her personally. So she left the business entirely right before, I'm not kidding, right before a major stock market adjustment hit, and her colleagues got just nailed with major losses in their portfolios, and they called her that next week and said, man, I wish I did what you just did. So I just wanted to let you know that. I thought that was very funny. So let's get back into the theta session and get into the money issue here. Would you like to know what God's perspective and understanding is on money? There we go. Just say yes. Here it comes. And give you God's definition of it. Good. And would you like God's perspective and understanding on your relationship with money? There we go. And would you like to know how to improve your relationship with money from Source's perspective? Okay, good. And would you like to let go of any trauma you've experienced around money? Just open up here and just let that energy. All it is energy that no longer serves you. You don't have to relive it. Just got to let it go. There we go. Just watch that leave your body. Good stuff. And would you like to know how to live without this trauma? And know who you are from God's perspective living without this trauma. Good job. And would you like to let go of any resentment you have around money? And let's just watch that go. Now, resentment comes from your kidneys. So that's your blood filter. So any resentment that you let go of really improves your body and your health. Let's let you feel worthy of letting go of this resentment and know how to live without it. And know who you are from God's perspective living without this resentment towards money. Good job. It's just coming at you. It's like boom, 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 boom. Here we go. All right. Would you like to let go of any hatred of money, since resentment is sort of the back door to anger and hatred? This is good. We've deflated the tires. All right. There goes that hatred. And would you like to know that God loves you without your hating money? And to know how to live without this hatred? And to know who you are from God's perspective, living without a hatred towards money? Good job. Okay, so now we're going from you. Now we're going to get into your ancestors. We're going to go to your mother and your father first, okay? So would you like to know God's perspective of your mother's beliefs about money? Bet you never thought about this for a while. And would you like to release, here we go, wait a second. Would you like to release your mother's trauma around money that's in your energy field. There you go. Just get that out. It's not even yours, but you're holding on to it. There you go. And would you like to know that you can connect to your mother without holding on to her trauma around money? Good. And would you like to release your mother's resentment of money from your energy field? Now, that there may be a lot there, but it goes really quickly because it's not yours. And you're just really recognizing that now, getting creator's perspective on that. And would you like to release your mother's hatred of money from your energy field? All righty. And would you like to release your mother's suffering around money? Good. And her struggle around money? And her hardship around money? All this is just energy. It's like steam coming off your body. All right, good job. Would you like to know God's perspective on your father's beliefs about money? There we go. Would you like to release your father's trauma around money out of your energy field? Say yes. Good. And would you like to know that you can connect to your father without holding on to his trauma around money? Nice. And would you like to release your father's resentment of money from your energy field? Good. And would you like to release your father's hatred of money from your energy field? Okay. There it goes. Hatred and the resentment are kind of going at the same time. It's really interesting. Sometimes you get different shapes. I can just see different shapes going up into the air. It almost looks like the hatement. I like the word hate and resentment. Hatred and resentment are going up almost like they're braided into each other. That's really interesting. And they're leaving. Now let's release your father's suffering around money and your father's struggle around money out of your energy field and your father's hardship around money out of your energy field. We're just releasing all that. Okay. And now we're going to your grandmother. Would you like to know God's perspective of your grandmother's beliefs about money? Nice. Release your grandmother's trauma around money out of your energy field. Now it's going to start going really quickly because you did the biggies already. Would you like to know that you can connect to your grandmother without holding on to her trauma around money? And would you like to release your grandmother's resentment of money from your energy field? Nice. And would you like to release your grandmother's hatred of money from your energy field? And release your grandmother's suffering around money out of your energy field. Good. And release her struggle around money out of your energy field and her hardship. Good. Okay, now let's do grandfather. It's coming out of you. All right. Going fast, but it's good. Would you like to know God's perspective of your grandfather's beliefs about money? Would you like to release your grandfather's trauma around money out of your energy field? And would you like to know that you can connect to your grandfather without holding onto his trauma around money? Good. And would you like to release your grandfather's resentment of money from your energy field? Good. And release your grandfather's hatred of money from your energy field. Nice, nice work. It's really coming out. You're doing a lot of work in a very small amount of time. It's very impressive. And would you like to release your grandfather's suffering around money and his struggle around money? There we go. And his hardship around money. Okay. Would you like to release the rest of your ancestors' trauma around money out of your energy field? Yeah, that's going really quick. And know that you can connect to your ancestors without holding on to this trauma. And that you can be supported by your ancestors without holding on to this trauma. Good. Nice work. And would you like to release your ancestors' starvation from your energy field? Don't need that anymore. And would you like to release your ancestors' resentment of money from your energy field? and release your ancestors' hatred of money from your energy field. Good job. Would you like to release your ancestors' suffering around money and their struggle around money and their hardship around money? Okay, good work. All right. Now, you've just done a lot of work, so I want you to take a break for 1 second. I also want you to know that it's 5 of 5, so I'm probably going to run over a little bit. So, but I also want to acknowledge that if there's people who want to leave at 5 o'clock, that, you know, you can, and you can also get the rest of this recording. The recording will be available for 48 hours, so if you have to take off at 5, please do so with my blessing and come back and get it, okay? So first I want you to take a break. I want you to, if you can, get up, shake your hands out, move your neck around. All right? Does that feel okay? Let's just, is everyone okay? Does anyone have a question for me right now? Anything coming up, April?
We have several people on the phone lines. Do you want to take a call?
Sure, let's take a call.
Sure. Okay, someone from Seattle.
Hi, Seattle. Who is this?
Spencer. I am just totally blown away. I just wept. The amount of work you've given is just incredible.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
I have not experienced so much profound change in so quick. You are truly incredible. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, Spencer. That's really awesome. Did you have a question for me? Or just a comment? I'm fine with the comment. Listen, I'd take more of those.
What is your website?
Oh, my website is at thinktheta.com.
And you teach other people how to do what you just did?
Yeah. I teach people how to do it. I do private sessions. Yeah. I do all
of that. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'll check out your website and give you a buzz at the end of the call, if you don't mind.
Perfect. Thank you. That's very sweet. Thank you, Spencer. That's really wonderful.
You're absolutely welcome. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Do we have any other calls?
We have a comment on the line.
Oh, sure.
On the webcast. I have to find it again. And I've totally lost it. We'll come back to that one. Would you like to take another call? We can do that.
Sure, let's do one more call, and then I got to get back to what we're doing. Sure.
Okay. Let's see here.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, sweetie. It's Melanie again.
Oh, hi, Melanie.
Hi, honey. I had a question. With Theta, are you able to figure out what the block is when, for instance, you're in a situation like I had an accident, disabled, blah, 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 but there's a whole legal thing going on, right? And if the case is done, bizarre things that attorneys have never seen or experienced before. And I think it has a block, it has to do with a block somewhere about receiving a lump sum of money of that degree. Now, it's not millions. It's not a car accident or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But still, to me, in my reality, it would be somehow
nice.
I'm blocking it. Somehow I'm blocking it. I know that. And I don't know how.
Sure. Well, I'm going to do that at the end, but I will do that really quickly for everybody. It's actually one of the ones that I'm going to do. Let's show you and let's show everybody here how to receive love, because money is a form of love, okay? Let's show how to receive love with grace and ease here. Everyone just say yes to that.
Yes.
And let's show you how to be worthy of love. There we go. That's good. And how to receive success from God's perspective and be worthy of it. There you go. Just bring that in there. And how to receive, there we go, and how to receive good fortune and be worthy of that from God's perspective. And know how to create good fortune with God and know what that feels like. There we go. And I'm going to show you also what it feels like to receive love and be worthy of it and to receive success, what it feels like to receive success and be worthy of it. It feels like to receive good fortune and be worthy of it. and what it feels like to co-create good fortune with God. So that should help you out. Okay?
Thank you so very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome.
Thanks.
And remember, everything we're doing, you're co-creating your life with God. That means you're co-imagining it. All right? When you get into the theta state, it's a very powerful state right before you tip off into sleep into your dream state. That's the time you want to be talking to yourself in a very positive way, because that stuff gets out there. Okay? It gets in you and it gets out there. And it's 5 o'clock for those of you who need to go. And I bid you adieu, and hopefully you'll listen to the rest of it. And if not, stick around. I'm going to be here for a little bit longer. Okay.
Karen, I've got a couple of questions that are
sure.
pertinent on the webcast. Will the clearings be as effective if you just listen to the recording, the replay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then the other question was, if I'm listening and getting these changes, will they also affect my husband, or would he have to listen as well?
Oh, that's a good thing. Well, you actually, the changes that go, if you're married, you share DNA with your partner. So they can get the changes. They can change. They usually change a lot because you've changed. Because you can't dance with your partner the same way if they're dancing differently. So they definitely can get those changes. I will tell you from my own personal experience, my partner is not someone who would be into healing work, and there's been major, major changes in our relationship because of the work that I've done, and really positive, amazing ones. So, yes, it can happen.
That's great news. Okay. And like you said, it's 5 o'clock, and we've got half an hour before Derek and Adelaide come on for the Q&A. So, you know, if you want to go right until the 5:30 part, that's great. I mean,
okay, terrific. All right. I've got more. I've got more to play with, so. I'm very happy that everybody is still here and we're going for it. So, okay. Now, somebody had said at the beginning of the class that one of the beliefs was that somebody else should handle your money. So I wanted to kind of get into that, the belief that money is best handled by someone else. So would you like God's truth on that for everybody? Just say yes out loud. Good. And would you like to know how to handle your money in a way that's in your highest and best? There you go. And would you like to feel safe handling your money in the highest and best way from God's perspective? And also, and like we said before, to be able to bring in the right people to help you handle your money. That's very, very important. You don't need to know every single thing about money in order to be successful. You need to find the right people to help you. And that's very important. And would you like to know how to support yourself richly with money and know what that feels like? And let go of the trauma and the shock from your experiences with being in debt. Okay? Good job. Awesome. And would you like to know what it feels like to live without that trauma and shock? Good. And would you like to know what it feels like to live without debt? Yay? And know who you are from God's perspective living without debt. As they say, the average American is $8,000 in debt. So we've been living in a culture that promotes living beyond our means for a long time. We got to change that again. Would you like to know how to live within your means happily and easily and gracefully, and what it feels like to live within your means and to make so much money that that's a fun amount? There you go. Okay. There's an old belief that being poor or penniless is the best way to be close to God. This is an ancestral one. Would you like God's truth on this? Say yes and let that energy come into your body. And there's a belief that, there you go, and there's a belief that being poor is the moral thing to be. Would you like God's truth on that? There we go. Let's have that be changed. And would you like to know that you can be close to God without being poor or in poverty? There we go. And would you like to know that you can be close to God and taken care of by God without holding on to your ancestors' poverty consciousness? Good. And would you like to know what consciousness to replace that with from God's perspective that's in your highest and best. Good. And would you like to know that you can be connected to and supported by your ancestors without holding on to their poverty consciousness? Good. And would you like to know that God loves you without your struggling with money? Good. And know that God loves you without your suffering with money. Okay. And without holding on to your suffering with money. And that God loves you without holding on to your struggle with money. And let's show you what it feels like to let go of that struggle and let go of that suffering that is around money for you. There we go. Yay. Okay. I'm going to talk about vows for a minute. These are promises that you made that, you know, however noble it was for you to take it on, are just truly a drain on your psyche. It's always better to choose to do something because you're using your free will, and a vow takes that away. Now, you may have made it in this life. There may be an ancestral vow in there, but they're there, and we want to change a few of them right now that'll really help you out. One of them that I picked up from earlier was about a vow of taking on other people's energy in order to heal them. So is it okay if God completes and finishes any vows that you have to take on other people's energy in order to heal them? We're just going to watch that complete. There we go. Good. And would you like to have God complete and finish any vows of poverty that you have on all levels and all lifetimes? Would you like to have God? That's good. There we go. And would you like to have God complete and finish any vows or oaths of silence that you have? I'll explain that in a minute. All right, that's changing. And the reason we do that one is has to do with being able to ask for help. You know, and we said that earlier, sometimes we have an embarrassment around money and asking questions that may seem obvious to other people. So we want to break those vows of silence, or at least complete them. Okay. Would you like to have God complete and finish any vows of isolation? Good. Would you like to have God complete and finish any vows to remain at your station in life? Okay, good. Watching those change. And would you like God to complete and finish any vows to stay in your caste? There you go. And would you like to know that you can be close to God without holding on to your vows of poverty? Say yes. Good. Would you like to know that you can be close to God without holding on to your vows of silence? Good. Would you like to know that you can be close to God without holding on to your vows of isolation? All right. And would you like to know that God loves you without holding on to your vows to remain at your station in life? Nice. And would you like to know that God embraces you without remaining in your caste? Okay. Good. Good job, people. Let's just get into some beliefs about this. Would you like to know what it feels like to be connected to the energy of making money when it's appropriate? Good. And would you like to heal your separation from making lots of money? Okay, good. And would you like God's perspective and understanding on what abundance is? Give you God's definition of that, and would you like to know what abundance feels like? Good, there we go. Would you like to know what God's definition of prosperity is and what God's perspective and understanding on prosperity is? And would you like to know what God's prosperity feels like and how to live in prosperity, in God's prosperity, and how to live in God's abundance? Nice. Would you like God's perspective and understanding on wealth? What it really is. And would you like God's definition of wealth? And know what it feels like and how to live with wealth and how to create it. Good job. Closing in on the end here. Would you like to know what it feels like to have a healthy relationship with money? And to feel safe knowing how much money you have? and know how to spend your money responsibly from God's perspective and know what that feels like. Good. And would you like to know how to save your money responsibly from God's perspective and know what that feels like? And would you like to know how to invest your money responsibly and know what that feels like? And would you like to know what it feels like to be in control of your financial destiny and know who you are from God's perspective with all of those changes? Good job. Okay. Just let that get all in there. Now, I want to open the lines up for a few minutes here so that I can look at people intuitively and find out what's blocking you from having the money you want. And then we'll shift it in theta. And once again, if somebody calls and they say, you know, or somebody comes in and participates and says, I'm really blocked, and we find out what that block is, you're probably going to be able to connect to it, and we'll heal it for everybody, okay? So, April, you got anybody for me? Anybody want to play?
I do. I have one question on the web, and I'm not sure you'll be able to read them from just their question. But they're concerned about inherited money and feeling bad about inheriting money.
Oh, okay. All right, that's a cool one. So is it okay if God gives you God's understanding of why you're inheriting money and just give you God's understanding what inherited money really is? There you go. And is it okay if God does a healing? And this is for everybody, remember this. A healing on inheriting money and to release that guilt and that shame. That there's a belief here about that it's only your money if you work for it. So let's give you God's understanding of that and God's truth on that. Yeah, that's a biggie. There you go. You know, inherited money is a very interesting topic because it can mess with people. It can enable people to be crippled. I have to tell you a personal story of mine. My grandparents, like I said, were wealthy, and so a lot of the talk was always, oh, you know, when they die, you'll never have to worry about money, and blah, 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 blah. And every time I heard that, I thought, why are you telling me this? I'm a kid. And what it would do is it set up your mind, and it set up my mind, I really believe, to believe that somebody else was going to take care of me. But I also knew that that wasn't going to happen, that that wasn't going to be the case when that actually happened. And it wasn't the case when it actually happened. So I wasn't surprised, nor was most people, but it did do a number on me, and it can do a number on people when they think they're going to inherit money. And it's always good to be responsible for your own financial destiny, and if it comes in, it's an awesome bonus. So anybody else?
Oh, we have quite a few callers.
Cool.
Talk to someone in Toronto.
Oh, hi. Who's this?
Oh, hi. Is Griselda? Hi.
Griselda?
Hello. Hi, Griselda.
Griselda. Wow, that's a beautiful name. Okay. Is it okay if I come into your space and read what's blocking you from having money?
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, here we go. Okay, first thing I get is ancestral stuff around being a woman and that women aren't supposed to be the breadwinners. They can be, but they're not supposed to be. So is it okay if God gives you God's understanding on that for everybody here on the call? Because I'm assuming we've got a lot of women here. And even the men, because they probably know some women.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. And give you the truth about how powerful women are and what their true contribution is to all of our financial security.
Yes, please.
And to feel safe being the breadwinner. To feel safe earning a lot of money.
Yes.
And know that there's a lot of stuff about family rejection. You're afraid to be rejected by your family if you make money or make too much money. And there's like a jealousy thing going on there too. So let's show you how to be impervious to other people's jealousy.
Okay, thank you.
Around money. Because everybody, it's true, like people think, you know, if they win the lottery or all of a sudden they get this job, you know, and they're making $1 billion or thousands and thousands, whatever it is, that they're afraid people are going to get nervous and get jealous with them and then turn on them in some way or reject them. So let's just give you the truth on that and let you understand that your good fortune is a blessing and to how to receive the blessings in your life, regardless of what other people think, and to be impervious to other people's opinions. and allow them to have them. Because if you're triggered by somebody, just like if somebody else is triggered by your actions, you're triggered because it's an opportunity to heal it. And so that's very important. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. How does that feel?
That's great.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Who else?
Thank you. Bye.
You're so welcome.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's go to San Pedro, California.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. My name's Catherine.
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful hearing you. Thank you.
Okay. So let's come into your... Is it okay if I come into your space?
It absolutely is.
Well, you could say no, it would be funny, but
I would be lying, and therefore I would not do that.
Okay, so I'm going in here. Okay, there's like a confusion about what money is. There's like this is chaos around money for you. Wow. Okay, because you're really open and like a really cool person, and you kind of got this vibe going with you, which is just really kind of kicked back. But there's just like this hidden chaos. Is it okay if God, and does this for everybody, sorts out that chaos?
Yes.
And finds order with what money really is and how to bring it into your life effectively?
Yes.
Okay. And in an orderly fashion, let you know what it feels like to be someone who has money come to them in an orderly fashion.
Yes.
There you go. And feel safe having your money organized?
Yes.
And to feel safe asking the questions you need to ask about money.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you about a book in a second that's going to help you out too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That I read that was a fantastic book. Actually, maybe I'll just tell you now. It's by Susie Orman,
mm-hmm.
which I know you've heard of. And it's called Women and Money. It's in paperback already.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get that much of the title, you'll still find it.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes, Women and Money, Owning the Power to Control Your Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Women and Money, Owning the Power to Control Your Destiny. So that book is so good. I don't care if you're a guy or if you're a woman. It just explained things to me in a way nobody ever, like I told you before, nobody ever explained what money really was. I always thought it was kind of a stupid question, like, of course, you just pay for stuff. But it wasn't true. And so she really explains things nicely and talks about that thing about how women get embarrassed to ask and there's this shame around not knowing what to do, not knowing how to invest and all those sorts of things. So I would check out that book. It's really wonderful. And let's just do a healing on all that chaos, too, and show you how to live without all that chaos. This is for everybody in your financial room in your house, so to speak. Okay? There you go. Wonderful. Okay. How do you feel?
Well, I mean, I got a big inheritance, and then I was literally homeless for 4 years and lost all my teeth. So you get the level of high and low, and you're right.
Yeah. Is it okay if God shows you that money can be just one even abundance?
Absolutely.
For you, even level of abundance and prosperity?
I so want to move past that life.
Yeah, let's just move past that and release anybody who has any trauma around money, around being homeless, or, you know, and that may turn out on somebody's couch, whatever it is, losing your home, losing your dwelling. Let's just do a healing on that, return all the soul fragments, release the trauma and the shock from that. Show you that you can love yourself unconditionally from the inside out, but it's time now to do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening in the world
mm-hmm.
for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right. You look nice and shiny to me.
Awesome.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks for coming on.
Mm-hmm, thanks.
Have anybody else, April?
Oh, Karen, we have so many, but I'm really worried about running out of your time, and I wanted to double-check. Now, you've got another call, your own personal, not a coaching call, but your personal call coming up with Adelaide, and I believe that's on,
May 2nd. Okay, that's what you're talking about. I thought I misunderstood. I thought you said that Adelaide is calling us right now. I'm like, oh, get on the line.
your own call is on May 2nd. So,
yes, May 2nd. Is it 4 p.m. Pacific? Is that when it is?
4 p.m. Pacific.
So
people can come back and experience more of this with you on May 2nd.
Yeah,
so that'll
be a fun time to play with me. Can we do one more?
Let's do one more. Let's go to Leominster, Massachusetts.
Oh, cool. Who's this?
Gloria.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Gloria. Oh, my God.
Hi, Gloria. How are you today?
Awesome that I got picked. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, oh, let me just go into your space. Is that all right?
Oh, yes. Come.
All right, Gloria. You. Okay, you've got definitely have that female thing going on with you, that women aren't allowed. Yours is a little more extreme. So it's like women aren't allowed to make money. Not even that they're allowed to make a little. So this is an old ancestral thing, and definitely from your parents and everybody before you. So let's give you guys understanding on that and everybody else on this call, if you'd like that, on women's role financially in the home. And I feel like you have vows of poverty for being a woman, too, that you have to be impoverished to a family or impoverished to a man. So let's or enslaved. So let's just have God heal all that. Is that okay?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So we just don't want all that negative energy. You can be married and have a family and all that stuff. We just don't want any of that negative energy in there.
Yeah.
There we go. Cool. And there's lots of trauma and kind of yuck in here around money. It just feels very dark. So let's just have God clear all those dark energies out that are just whenever we feel kind of, whenever we feel low or depressed in a place, that's a very natural energy to settle into that area. It's just, it's like putting a piece of bread down on the lawn. You know, it gets smothered by ants. It's the same thing with energy. Just like energy attracts like energy. So let's just have God do a healing on all that and all that, those dark energies.
Thank you.
That's how those go to
Thank
God's
you.
Light.
Thank you.
Clear that energy up. There you go. And would you like to know it's possible for you to make money and receive money with grace and ease?
Yes.
Everybody else, there you go. And then it's your right, that your birthright is abundance. That when, you know, sperm meets egg, that there's this spark of love, unconditional love, and we all have that worthiness of being loved, and that love, like we said, this is part of loving yourself, is allowing money to come into your life, receiving it, keeping it, sharing it, giving it away. Doing all of it. Okay. All right. How do you feel?
Good.
Wonderful. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. So, April, if you mind, I'll just do a little wrap-up here.
That'd be great. One little note from
sure.
the Q&A. Marnie, who we talked about earlier, said, I'm grateful, thankful, appreciative beyond words for these miracles, dearest Karen. And another person, Diane, said the constant stiffness and pain in her neck is gone.
Ha ha! Yeah, it's great. It happens really immediately. And let me tell you, so that you know once we get off this call, that if you want to contact me for any reason, you can go on my website and get my contact information. My website is thinktheta, T-H-I-N-K, theta, T-H-E-T-A.com. And that has my phone number on there, and or you can email me at karen@thinktheta.com. That's a great way to connect to me also. More immediately is definitely on the phone. So awesome. Thank you. That's a wonderful thing to say. So I just wanted to say that I'm so glad. Thank you so much for coming here and spending this time with me, especially on this day. You know, healing this relationship with money is going to put you at ease in a way that you've never felt before, because money is an answer to some of life's unknowns, okay? And it can create a sense of security and confidence in your future that you may never have had before. And it's a reflection of how supported you feel by the universe. And know that, you know, whatever you do is going to affect your children on a genetic level from your modeling and just from energetically with this work. And, you know, like you, they're going to react to their parents' relationship or identify with it. So when you heal yourself, you're healing your children here. And I just want to thank you one more time for spending this time to learn, you know, how theta healing can help you heal your issues. So Immediately after this coaching call, Adelaide is going to join us with Derek Rydall in about 4 minutes for a Q&A call. And Derek was here earlier.
Karen?
What?
Actually,
are you here?
I'm on the line, yes. I've been on the line for a while. So I wanted to let you know that I've been listening to the call and enjoying it.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
To thank you so much. And I'm seeing from the level of participation and questions that you really touched a nerve for people,
yes,
and that they have been receiving great benefits. And so I want to just thank you so much. As I told them all, you have a beautiful consciousness and you are a very skilled healer. So I am just so grateful that you made the time to be with us, and I'm looking forward to our call, which is on May 2nd at 4 p.m., when I will be interviewing Karen. You'll have an opportunity to have your issues cleared and ask her questions and really have a chance to go even deeper in terms of theta and getting a sense of the breadth of it. And we will look forward to having that interview with you, Karen. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. It's been such an honor to be here. Thank you for the opportunity. It's been great and so much fun.
Well, good. It is fun.
It
we
is.
Have a wonderful community. And I also want to thank April. April,
yes,
thank you for being on the call and supporting Karen and doing such a great job. I realized,
yes,
that I hadn't said that at the outset of the call, so I absolutely want to let everyone know that April is a wonderful, wonderful asset to our company and so valuable as a team member, and she just does a wonderful job behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, wherever she needs to be. She's there helping us out. So thank you, April.
And thank you for me, too. She was really wonderful with me, so thank you for your support.
She was.
Yeah.
So, Karen, is there anything else you want to say before we prepare for our next call, which is going to be with Derek Rydall?
No, I'm just all smiles and just feeling really grateful, and I know that people got what they needed to get out of this, so I think it's just been a wonderful hour and a half. It's been fun.
Terrific. Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome, and I will talk to you on May 2nd.
Absolutely. Well, you'll actually talk to me before.
So yes, I will.
Definitely be on our interview on May 2nd.
Yes.